I'm Doug Apple, and my heart is on fire. Luke 24:32. A man makes his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. That's what it says in Proverbs 16:9. We see a great example of this when looking at Mary Magdalene at the tomb of Jesus. Jesus was crucified, he declared, "It is finished," and Mary Magdalene was part of the crowd who watched. Joseph of Arimathea took his body down, and he and Nicodemus prepared it for burial and placed it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock, and they rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb. Then Matthew 27, verse 61 adds this interesting part of the story, "And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb." The crowds were gone, the sun was setting, the great Jesus was in the tomb, and there was Mary Magdalene, sitting opposite the tomb, watching, observing, thinking, feeling. Fast forward, and we find Mary Magdalene and other women returning to the tomb with spices to anoint the body of Jesus. They had plans. They thought it through, made preparations, set the time, got together, and went to the tomb. But when they got there, Jesus was gone. Mark 16 says that inside the tomb there was a young man in a long white robe who said, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." Mary Magdalene had a very clear idea of what she was going to do that Sunday morning, but God had other ideas. She had her plans, but what she didn't know is that God had a mission for her. And I believe God has a mission for each of us. Yes, we're to do good. We make plans and organize our days. That's all good. But watch for it. Watch for God to intervene and give you a mission. Maybe you have a dream of what you want to do with your life. Maybe you're making a list of pros and cons. You're making plans. But watch for it. Watch for God to intervene, to interrupt your plans, and in their place, give you a mission. Because a man makes his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. May God bless you today. I'm Doug Apple.